Evil spirit of delusion. The evil spirit of delusion possesses those who had an experience with God in the past, but were disobedient to his words. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Paul warned the Thessalonian believers concerning those who would depart from the faith, possessed with the evil spirit of delusion. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. As Paul emphasized in his time, so it is now. God allowed evil people to believe a lie, because they rebelled against spiritual truth and rejected the will of God for their lives. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The spirit of delusion has taken many captive because they had pleasure in evil doings. 1 Epistle of John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. John warned the people of God to prove the spirit that possessed the people by the word of God. Sinners of the world will obey those possessed with the spirit of error, which is a spirit of delusion. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Those to whom God gave his Holy Spirit will hear the messengers of God. Verse 6, we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us, he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. We must have that gift of the Spirit of God to differentiate the Spirit of God from the evil spirit of delusion. 1 Corinthians 12:8, 4-1 is given by the Spirit. Verse 10, discerning of spirits. 1 Epistle of John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. John's instruction is that we can only know God through obedience to his word. Peter observed the Jewish leaders stumbling over the word of God in unbelief because the evil spirit of delusion possessed them. 1 Peter 2:8, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Only those who are obedient to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will he predestine for salvation. John continued to differentiate between those possessed with the spirit of delusion, from those who have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. 1 Epistle of John 2:4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. During the era of Jesus' ministry on earth, he endured religious leaders whom the evil spirit of delusion possessed. They lied and said that a devil possessed Jesus. Jesus rebuked them. St. John 7:19-20, did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee. Verses 16-17, Jesus answered them, and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. They were spiritually blind through unbelief. The people were delusional because they did not keep the law of Moses, and thus, they did not retain the knowledge of God. Because of the spirit of delusion, their disobedience and ignorance were the reason why they were the enemy of the Lord. They were not able to understand the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Verse 12, and there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man, others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Verse 43, so there was a division among the people because of him. Obviously, in our era, many people do not understand nor believe the doctrine of Jesus Christ, because the sin of unbelief blinded them. Jesus continued his controversy with the Jews. Jesus said, St. John 8:43, Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? He knew those whom an unclean spirit of delusion possessed. He said, Ye cannot hear my word. Jesus continued, verse 47, He that is of God heareth God's words, ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Jesus declared that they were the children of the devil, and not the children of God. Verses 48-49, Then answered the Jews, and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Jesus proclaimed, verse 44, Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. An evil spirit of delusion possesses those who continue to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit in all times, even as religious leaders did in Jesus' era. St. Mark 3:22-24, And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Jesus warned the scribes of the eternal damnation of those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Those scribes blasphemed Jesus, who is the Son of God, because they said he had a devil. Jesus knew that he was God manifested in human flesh. He proclaimed, verses 29-30, But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said, He hath an unclean spirit. The word of God would bring destruction upon those who blasphemed. According to the law in which God gave to Moses, blasphemy was an unpardonable sin. Leviticus 24:13, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 16, And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. Verses 11-12, The Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord, and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shalamith, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be shewed them. His mother was a descendant from the tribe of Dan. Genesis 49:17, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Moses incarcerated the man who blasphemed God. God spoke to him concerning the judgment they should execute against those who blasphemed. Leviticus 24:13-15, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. According to those scriptures, to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is a sin unto death. If you do not have some spiritual perfection in the knowledge of God, your mind may be too carnal to understand the truth in which God reveals the mystery of His Word. If you do not understand the way of God, let your words be few and listen, because blasphemy against God is a sin unto death. Jesus said that there is never forgiveness for blasphemy. God will harden your heart, and you will not be able to repent. He will destroy your body and soul in hell. John disclosed, 1 Epistle of John 5:16, If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. That is a sin that God will execute severe judgment without mercy. When the woman of Israel's son blasphemed God, Moses did not pray for him. God commanded that they should stone him to death. Paul said, Romans 11:22, Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Peter was emphatic, 1 Peter 4:17, For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ is important to God and humanity. The devil controlled those who blasphemed Jesus. John revealed, in this scripture, eternal destruction to those who blaspheme. Revelation 14:10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. Those of us who are servants of the Lord encounter the same suffering in which Jesus endured in his ministry. Joking is an evil spirit of error in which sinners become delusional and tell lies to make people laugh. Paul was emphatic to true Christians, Ephesians 5:4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. James said, James 3:16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Jewish leaders envied Jesus because of his power, wisdom, and miracles. We must wait patiently on the Lord for our deliverance. Many times, they call us devils, but God is just and faithful. He will execute judgment against all evildoers. James spoke to God's people to be patient. James 5:11, behold, we count them happy which endure. Verse 10, take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction, and of patience. Verse 8, be ye also patient, stablish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We who are true servants of God must wait on the Lord to deliver us from those who persecute us.